crisis into a catastrophe, biofascism, the tech-pharma complex, and the end of democracy, among others. His essays can be found at Counterpunch, where his recent piece, The New Atheism at 20, How an Intellectual Movement Exploited Rationalism to Promote War, appears. His latest book is The New Atheism Hoax, Exposing the Politics of Dawkins, Dennett, Harris, and Hitchens, an indictment of both the weaponization of that philosophical genre which argues for secularism over organized religion, and its most famous literary proponents, the so-called Four Horsemen. Welcome back to the show, Tim.
Thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, it's my great pleasure. Of course, Tim, the last time we talked, it was during the last first few days of the Gaza genocide, as it's turned out to be. Before getting to the aforementioned horsemen, how do our listeners, Tim, recognize new atheism messaging in the current context of Palestine and other places, too?
Well, we can give the example of Sam Harris, who denies that there is such a thing as Islamophobia. So he has this podcast, I believe it's called Waking Up with Sam Harris, which is not something I'd particularly want to do. But there are transcripts of that podcast, which I've read, and he says that Islamophobia doesn't exist, basically. So he's shielded himself, he's immunized himself from any moral criticism and any moral responsibility as a public intellectual. And from there, he proceeds to say that the West is in a war against savagery. So it's absolutely predictable and typical neo-colonial mindset that Sam Harris has. And he denigrates Muslims because they practice Islam. In his mind, that means that they are inherently backwards, and therefore the West has a kind of responsibility to civilize them through violence. But reading his work, he omits a lot of the violence inflicted upon Muslims by Western powers. So he produces a very sanitized version of his reality, which shields the reader from the truth and protects himself from any moral responsibility. It's a very solipsistic and, frankly, psychopathic mindset. And this caused a split in liberal opinion, because many liberals think that it's going too far to dehumanize other people. But because Sam Harris and the others couch their philosophy in Enlightenment rationalism, people think, he's got a point. If people want to believe crazy things about religion, then I guess they are somehow backwards. So it's a reverse. It's reverting to the old British colonial idea of the white man's burden, that we have to invade in order to civilize people. So this is how Sam Harris has been carrying on in his written works and public speaking for the last 20 years. So what's happening now in Gaza is kind of the logical conclusion of this mindset. And throughout history, it's been the standard technique of the aggressor to dehumanize the enemy. And Harris provides a kind of intellectual cover for doing that. The other famous new atheist, Dawkins, has actually signed an open letter calling for Jews to be protected and for Israel to have a right of self-defense after the October 7th events. So Dawkins hasn't said much about the events since then, as far as I know. It seems that Israel has gone too far, even for him, to carry on supporting it.
Well, Tim, would Harris's burden, as you put, and I was thinking exactly that phrase when, as you were speaking, the classic white man's burden, would that extend in Harris's philosophy to somewhere like South America, where those that have drawn the ire of the empire in Venezuela, for example, would he similarly say that they were primitive Catholics and that that was the root of their reluctance to accept the wisdom as offered by Uncle Sam?
I haven't seen Harris specifically talk much about Central and South America, but it certainly fits into the general tone. But I was going to say, in terms of criticizing Catholicism, one of the four horsemen who did that the most from reading their books was Christopher Hitchens. He started out as a self-professed Marxist, but by the mid-90s, he was supporting what became humanitarian intervention, meaning bombing people supposedly to save them. And it's now called a responsibility to protect, which has no basis in international law. It's just a propaganda term. And his what changed his mind about bombing children was Bosnia and Serbia. He fell for the propaganda that there were ethnic cleansings being perpetrated by enemies of the West. Therefore, we've got to bomb women and kids in order to stop them from being ethnically cleansed. And then because of that, Hitchens really fell into the George Bush era neocon establishment. He was invited actually to have lunch at the Pentagon by Paul Wolfowitz, who was one of the Bush administration bigwigs. This was in the early 2000s. And Hitchens wrote God Is Not Great, and he basically did an about-face on all of his previous pro-Marxist writings. He was denigrating liberation theology, which was a movement in the 50s and particularly 60s and 70s in Latin America, which took the words attributed to Christ at face value, to help the poor, to be against power. And it was quite a revolutionary grassroots movement that was really improving people's lives. And of course, it was crushed during successive U.S. administrations by U.S.-backed gangs and dictators and death squads. And Harris just denigrates it in his book as I think he calls it a bizarre mutation of Catholicism. And he doesn't have any sources for this claim. This is why I call my book The New Atheism Hoax, because either they make assertions without sources, or they simply invent stories. Like there was one of a suicide bomber that was using rat poison, and it was just an anecdote invented by Sam Harris. And when they do provide sources, if you check them, they say the opposite of what the new atheists claim. In case after case, their own sources, which are typically newspaper articles, they're very scholarly when it comes to science, but when it comes to political science, they're just quoting the propaganda, the mainstream media. But even then, their sources say, no, people commit terrorism against the West because of our foreign policy. And yet the new atheists take like one line or one sentence out of context and pretend the source says something else. And they do it time and time again. They've built a whole philosophical genre on fraud when it comes to politics. I make no judgment about their other views about the merits of organized religion, or in Harris's case, neuroscience, or in Dawkins's case, evolutionary biology. Just sticking to the politics, it's a complete joke what they've written. I notice this is a common theme among the new atheists. The CIA from the 50s till the 70s ran the so-called Tibet program, where they were supporting Tibetan independence against China. And they were funding directly the Dalai Lama. And Sam Harris actually worked as a bodyguard for the Dalai Lama. So it's interesting to question his background. I know he came from a privileged background. His mother was a famous writer and producer of TV shows. Daniel Dennett, Dr. Dennett's father, also called Daniel, was recruited by the CIA's forerunner during the Second World War, the Central Intelligence Group. He was appointed cultural attaché and actually lived in Beirut. But that was a cover, because really he was working for intelligence to monitor the construction of Saudi oil pipelines. And he's quoted in a 1944 memo as saying, "We must control the oil at all costs." And he died in a plane crash in Ethiopia in 1947 when his son Daniel was five. Dawkins, his father was a colonial agriculturalist in, I think, what is now Malawi, if I'm not mistaken. And I mentioned Hitchens having the naval commander father. So there's a common theme here that they all seem to come from this these backgrounds that would instill a colonial mindset. Even today, or quite recently, Dawkins was asked about the British colonial service in Africa. And he just repeated the same, the white man's burden. He was saying, well, yeah, we did terrible things, but we were basically benevolently paternal, he said.
Is there an indication that there was collaboration or coordination or communication, or is it just coincidence that these four individuals came up with this similar message at the same period?
It seems to have started after 9/11, when Sam Harris, of course, blamed the Muslim hijackers with box cutters. He actually wrote in his book, The End of Faith, which kick-started this whole genre, he said that, the origins of this book, I can't remember the exact quote, but to paraphrase, it came from those collective weeks of grief and kind of this irrational emotion that was stirred by 9/11. So here he's admitting that he wrote the book not from a position of logic, but from his emotions. And that turned into The End of Faith. And then it doesn't appear that Dennett had much coordination with Harris, but who knows what was happening behind the scenes. But the big one was The God Delusion by Dawkins, which has now sold 2 million copies. Dawkins had praised Harris's book, and Harris praised Dawkins, and they both reference and quote each other. So clearly they had a mutual admiration. And then it seems like Hitchens jumped on the bandwagon. And there's a famous documentary of them. It's like an hour and a half. They're just sat around a table philosophizing about how bad organized religion is, and which, again, I'm not arguing the merits of those points, but just looking purely at the politics of what they're saying, it's they have constructed a fraud when you look at their sources in the books specifically.
Yeah, let's talk about that in just a second. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Guerrilla Radio. I'm speaking today with Dr. T.J. Coles. Tim is the director of the Plymouth Institute for Peace Research and the author of numerous books, including The War on You, Manufacturing Terrorism, Capitalism and Coronavirus, How Institutionalized Greed Turned a Crisis into a Catastrophe, Biofascism, the Tech Pharma Complex, and the End of Democracy, among others. His essays can be found at Counterpunch, where his recent piece, The New Atheism at 20, How an Intellectual Movement Exploited Rationalism to Promote War, appears. His latest book is The New Atheism Hoax, Exposing the Politics of Dawkins, Dennett, Harris, and Hitchens. It's an indictment of both the weaponization of that philosophical genre and its most famous literary proponents is these four horsemen that we've been discussing here. All of their politics and religiosity or anti-religiosity aside, it's their methodology in this sense that you're taking issue with. You hammer Harris, the curious lack of serious political sources, talking about how, and this again goes to this solipsistic idea that he's using the New York Times as his main source when he's propounding on these political, the political manifestation of this cheerleading in essence for the what became the last 20-something years of constant warfare along the famous arc of instability.
Yeah, that's already a big clue that something's rotten in the state of Denmark when he's talking in these grandiose terms about expanding consciousness through meditation and the controlled use of substances and the history of Enlightenment philosophy and proto-sciences. And his sources are
university press published books and peer-reviewed academic journals. And then as soon as it comes to politics, with a few exceptions, there's a massive decline, a sharp and obvious drop in the quality of the sources. It's just the mainstream propaganda, New York Times and New Yorker. And when he does quote leftists, he quotes their thinnest pamphlets. Like he's criticizing Noam Chomsky's book 9/11, which is just like a very slim collection of interviews. So it's as if he's erecting these straw men in his arguments in order to quickly knock them down and go back to the New York Times. But he doesn't analyze the sources. He just omits what they say. So he's not even good at his propaganda. He's just blatantly deceiving the reader, whether it's conscious or whether it's just confirmation bias, I don't know, but it seems to happen on so many occasions. One of the examples I give in the Counterpunch article that you mentioned is a failed Palestinian suicide bomber from the early 2000s called Zeidan Zeidan, who was 18 years old. And Harris quotes him as being in an Israeli hospital. Obviously, he's been captured and if he recovers, going to be put in prison. And Harris quotes him as saying, I didn't want revenge for anything. I just wanted to be a martyr. Well, if you read the New York Times and don't know much about the situation, reading Harris, you'd think, oh, yeah, okay, the guy's a Muslim. He just wanted to kill Jews. The article, which I believe was by James Bennett, it goes into the painful detail of Zeidan's family history. It talks about the Israeli invasion of the Jenin refugee camp in 2002. And it specifies that Zeidan said he wanted to kill Israeli soldiers, not civilians. And it talks about the occupation. So if you put the context in, obviously, yes, I want to be a martyr. That makes sense in that context. This is a guy that's been abused all his life following decades of Israeli occupation. And how is it that Sam Harris can just find this one line, I just wanted to be a martyr, and omit all of the rest? And he and the other new atheists do this again and again. There's a similar case, almost the same story, with a failed bomber who's not named, he's just known as S. And Richard Dawkins discusses this story, and S goes into detail about what it's like the moment before the bomb was detonated, and of course it failed, but he's talking about floating up to paradise and having this state of bliss. So if you don't know anything about the situation and you just read this in Dawkins' book, you'd think, oh, yeah, these guys are crazy. They believe this. No wonder they can't wait to get to paradise. And again, the article goes into detail of what happened to S in the refugee camps in Palestine and the family history of how the family was kicked out of their home by the formation of the State of Israel and everything that happened since. So that's what I do in the book, is just point out where they are deceiving the readership and fill in the blanks.
Well, ironically enough, though, Harris quotes, and you've got him, and I'm looking at the Amazon page for your book. Again, it's The New Atheism Hoax by T.J. Coles. And Harris quotes Christopher Hitchens saying, what can be asserted without evidence can be dismissed without evidence. And yet he's not asserting evidence, especially when he's talking about, and you highlight, these six conflicts that he contends are all religion-based, whether Jews against Muslims or Christian Croatians against Orthodox Serbians in the former Yugoslavia and on and on. But what he says, when he writes them right beside each other, I couldn't help but thinking, oh, yeah, taking it for granted that religion was the essence of these conflicts, these half a dozen conflicts. how can you disabuse people like me and others that read that and just sort of take it for granted that, yeah, this is the central tenet of tension around the world?
Well, those cases were interesting because many times they're not even factually accurate. Like he says, the conflict between Eritrea and Ethiopia. Well, which one? And if you look at the ruling parties of both countries at different times, sometimes it was quote-unquote Christian versus Christian and Muslim versus Muslim, depending on what period we're talking about. Sometimes it was what were called Christian Marxists. So it's not even factually accurate what he's saying. And Harris reels off this long list of conflicts, he doesn't even give any sources for that. So that's another, I mean, you can't get away with this in the sciences. You can't just assert things like that without evidence. Harris claims to be a neuroscientist, and the academic publications that he's written on that, he doesn't behave in this sort of way, making unfounded assertions. But because the whole genre of the new atheism was a very useful tool for the Bush administration at the time, this was people were still shocked and angry about 9/11, which was universally in the media and in politics blamed on Muslims. And then, of course, Iraq was invaded. So by giving the impression to readers that Muslims attack us because they're Muslims, not because they're aggrieved by our foreign policy. And also, if you happen to be on the more liberal side, Bush invaded Iraq not because his administration was part of the military-industrial oil complex, but because God whispered in his ear. That's a tremendous service to the administration because it diverted people's attention from realpolitik and put it on to nonsense, just taking a seed of truth. I mean, one of the things that Hitchens says is that religion plays a role, but there are other factors, tribalism, racism, nationalism. So he does acknowledge that, Hitchens, but then he spends the whole book talking about religion. So he even ignores his own statement by focusing on this one topic. So by reducing it to this simplistic kind of fairy story of good versus evil, it's almost like what the Bush administration were doing when they said, we're a good Christian nation, and we're against these evil fanatics. And these were the words attributed to bin Laden as well, that the West are these infidels and we are on the right path. So it's very hypocritical and, of course, ironic that the new atheists were, you know, that was the subtext of what they were doing. They were basically copying bin Laden and Bush's idea of a good versus evil and a clash of civilizations, as Huntington famously said.
Well, maybe they just had the same script writers. You write, too, about Sudan, and I'll quote you saying, as usual, atrocities were caused by a mix of greed for natural resources, regional power, nationalism, ethnic identity, and religion, that their religion falling at the very end of that list. We're fast running out of time, and I want to get back to where we began. But before we get there, you say that as much as their effort to enlighten or bring their new form of the white man's burden to the rest of the world, you claim that the new atheism, quote, damaged the world by reinforcing the notion that Muslims are innately violent because their religion is violent. When you look, Tim, at what's going on right now in Gaza, there's been an effort to paint this too in religious terms in varying degrees on both sides of it. How do you view this horror going on now, right now, through this lens of your book, The New Atheism Hoax?
In the conclusion of the book, I focus the conclusion on the Gaza genocide, because the whole intellectual framework for demonizing the enemy was laid by people like Harris, who continues to push the narrative. And when we look at the granularity of the events of October 7th, I mean, if of course there's a whole history before then, right up till October 6th, of atrocities, of collective punishment, of a starvation diet, putting the people of Gaza on a diet, as the Israelis said after they voted for Hamas in 2005-2006. But that's not the end of the story, because it turns out that about, I think the number 659 Israelis were killed. And a lot of the deaths we're now finding out were attributed, that they were because of the Hannibal directive. Yeah. This was Israeli forces killing their own civilians, because it's a military strategy that it's better to kill your own soldiers and even civilians than let them get captured or kidnapped by the enemy. And there were gun battles where the troops couldn't distinguish between Hamas and between Israeli civilians. So, and of course, Sam Harris isn't going to even allow that to enter his mind, let alone tell the truth about it. And when I say the truth, I mean, it's not in the interest of the Israeli media to admit this. It's not in the interest of Israeli survivors to say, yes, actually, our own troops were firing on us. But they do. They have reported this. So it's very likely to be the case with many of these deaths. And it's, of course, part of the deluge of propaganda to blame Hamas for everything.
Yeah, well, and Putin as well, of course. We can't leave him out of this. Well, Tim, the book again is The New Atheism Hoax. How do people, Tim, find your book?
You can get it on, drumroll, Amazon. It should be available on other outlets, but hasn't appeared yet. Thrift Books, I think, that is one of them.
Yeah, and that drum roll right on the top of that, the bald pate of Mr. What's-His-Face. And Tim, you're not a hugely – you don't have a high profile of social media-wise, to put it mildly. Do you have a website of your own for the book distribution, or a link to the publisher?
No.
Okay.
Sorry. No, I'm not a promotional kind of guy.
Oh, well, that's refreshing. Tim, before we go, I wanted to know too, because when we spoke last, we talked about the cancellation at Plymouth. Has there been any revelation or anything since we talked last October?
Sadly, no. They still won't answer my emails. There's no financial possibility of hiring lawyers. I did join an organization which I knew was right-wing, but I thought maybe they could help me, called the Free Speech Union. I don't recommend anyone do that, because they weren't interested. They just mostly want to attack trans people. And actually, the guy that founded that, he was the co-author of the open letter that I mentioned, which Richard Dawkins signed in support of Israel, it turns out. So if you've got a free speech issue and you're in the UK, keep away from that particular union, so-called union.
Oh, strange days indeed. Well, Tim, thanks a lot for coming on again and talking. And I do look forward to your next book and our next opportunity to speak about it.
Thanks very much.
And also thanks to go out to Dimitri Lascaris right now in the West Bank of Palestine, seeing firsthand what's going on there. That's all I got for this week. Till the next time. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
When nothing is as it's presented.
It's a bit like discovering that your favorite uncle that's taken you for walks in the park, ever, that he's really a serial abuser.
You need a different source. Guerrilla Radio, a century of news every Thursday and Saturday.